Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today we are going to talk about lions, tigers, and mice. I know that sounds like an unusual pairing of the words, because usually it's lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. But in the world we live in today, that adage doesn't really apply, because lions, tigers, and bears, they're still out there, don't get me wrong. Please don't get it twisted. However, unfortunately, it seems like there's a whole lot of mice running around, people that don't want to take a chance, people that don't want to step out of their comfort zone. You know, there used to be a saying, are we men or are we mice? Well, I'm starting to wonder exactly what are we. And this, of course, also pertains to the ladies out there. You know, every day, I, just like the rest of you, get up and we wonder, what are we going to do today? We go to the grind and we deal with whatever challenges our supervisors or our positions or life throw at us. And most times, I think a lot of us don't realize that we're doing a whole lot of spinning of our wheels. We're not really getting anywhere. We're not really finding progress in our lives. And when I say progress in our lives, I mean on multiple levels. You know, I'm not just talking about the physical aspect of it. I'm talking about the physical aspect of it, the mental aspect of it, the health aspect of it, you know, all of those different areas. So physical, mental, and spiritual. We're not crossing the lines. We're not stepping over. We're not putting things together. We're all waiting for someone else to give us the answer, and most of us aren't getting up off our tuckuses and going out and finding the answer, going out and doing the things that we need to do so that we can experience what we say we want to experience. And from what I understand, everybody wants to experience success. Success at whatever level or whatever way that you see success as being. But we're all looking for, again, that level of success. But it doesn't appear that most of us are doing anything to get there. We're not taking those steps forward. You know, you got the people that believe, well, I've got my degree. Well, that was just the beginning. You know, it was like elementary school. You know, you went to, well, let's go back. You go to kindergarten. You start off at kindergarten. Kindergarten is to prep you for what? Elementary school, you know, or first grade. Then from first grade, you have second, then third, then fourth, then fifth. And each is a preparatory requirement to prepare you for the next thing that you need to get to. Then after you finish with high school, you go to after you finish with elementary school, then you go to what? Junior high school. Then after junior high school, you go to high school. Then after high school, college. Then after college, if you even make it that far, most people don't make it, you know, any further than high school. And after high school, they go to college. And then if they make it from college, they figure that they've learned it all. You know, you've got your theory, your lecture, all of that. But none of those things prepare you for life. None of those things truly prepare you for success. What do they prepare you for? They prepare you to be able to work for somebody else, to know the basic information so that supposedly you can accomplish or do the rudimentary things that you need to do to have a job, to move forward in your life. And when I say move forward in your life, I'm only talking about a very small, minute part of your life that you're moving forward in. You know, I had a conversation not that long ago, but a while back with a couple of people, and they were explaining to me that they were younger, and they were explaining to me that, you know, well, right now they're dependent. And I was saying, okay, so what's your goal? And they were trying to explain to me that their goal was to be independent. And I said, okay, so after you become independent, then what's your goal? And they looked at me. You know, they all gave me that deer in the headlights look, like, what do you mean? Once I'm independent, I'm good. I said, well, once you get to the level to where you're independent, you've still got another level that you need to reach. I said, and that's the level that you're trying to go into now. You get out, you get an apartment, you know, you start paying your own bills, you start being responsible for yourself. that's independent. But in order to truly succeed in life, if you look at some of the richest and most wealthiest people in the world, some of the most powerful people in the world, what they've been able to do, except for those that actually forced it on others, was they've been able to acquire a level of interdependency. And what is interdependency? Most people don't have any idea what it means. However, a lot of people do it, or a lot of people are subject to it and don't realize that they're actually subject to it. And what that interdependence is that when you work on a job, you know, let's look at something like project management. If you look at something like project management, program management, you know, things like that, you're looking at an interdependent relationship, not unless you work for a smaller company where you do everything. And then you're probably extremely overworked and underpaid. But anyway, if you work for a big corporation, what usually ends up happening is that everybody has a piece of the pie. They have a section or an area in which they're responsible for. And in that section or that area that they're responsible for, the project manager then takes all of those different tasks that those different individuals are doing, you know, within their sphere of experience and knowledge. And he takes that and he takes all of that information and he pulls it together into a cohesive plan that has steps so that they can complete whatever and, you know, whichever task that they need to complete. Now, your life is somewhat like that when we're talking about interdependency. The interdependency is the programmers doing their part, you know, the facilities people doing their part, you know, HR doing its part, finance and accounting doing its part, management doing its part, the actual worker bees at the different level or stages of the worker bee stage, they're doing their part. And then all together you have a cohesive unit that succeeds at completing a task or a goal. So that's interdependency. It's something that we do every day, but we don't look at it in the we don't look at it at the higher level. And when I say the higher level, I mean the more descriptive level as to what it actually is. We take it and say we do what we do. You know, we get our stuff done. However, all of that is interdependency, and that same interdependency works for the company in the sense of you getting your pay. You know, you work a certain amount of hours, you get paid for those hours. That goes to finance and accounting. Finance and accounting goes through HR to make sure that you've been there and you were on time and you did what you needed to do, and all of that information comes together. And then at the end of the 2-week period or the month period or however your pay goes, what do you get? You get a check or direct deposit. That's an interdependent relationship where everybody is playing their parts to create the whole. Anyway, now that I've gone off on that, a minute ago, I was talking about lions, tigers, and mice. Oh, my. Well, when you look at some of the richest people in the world, some of the people that have stepped outside of the box, some of the people that have decided that they're going to live their dreams no matter what failures in front of them, no matter what things have entered into their lives that are telling them the opposite, you know, that they're not going to succeed, that they're not going to live their dreams, that they're not going to achieve the goals in which they need to achieve. You have to look at some of the more prominent people that, you know, we as a people know, and I'm talking about even today, and going back as far as, you know, some of our past presidents. You know, here's a perfect example. There was a young African-American lady who wanted to get into TV, and she wanted to become an evening anchor for a channel. I mean, the TV station was WJZ-TV, and that was in Baltimore. Well, this lady, when she first got up there and tried to become a, I believe it was a newscaster, basically Baltimore TV said that they didn't believe that she had what it took. They didn't believe that she was right for TV. They didn't believe that she had the chutzpah, the talent, and also the charisma to be a person on national television or on television for that small TV station. Lo and behold, a young lady that we all know and is probably one of the most powerful women in the media and in some cases in the world is that same lady, and that woman is Oprah Winfrey. Again, here's a woman that, when she first tried to get into television, was told that she couldn't. Okay, let's look at one of the more powerful men in the world, the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates. Bill Gates failed miserably at his first venture and flopped. Okay, but now he's one of the richest men in the world. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan missed more than 9,000 shots in his career and lost almost 300 games. And in 26 of the games, he missed the winning shot. However, there are very few people who don't know who Michael Jordan is and considered one of the greatest basketball players ever. Let's look at baseball, and I'm just using different things. If we look at baseball, do you know that if a player hits the ball .333, that's a fantastic season? A fantastic season, yet he only hit the ball .333 times per season. That's pretty amazing, because what that means is that he only hit the ball 70% of the time. However, that score could get him into the Hall of Fame. So it's the little things that count. We look at Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison is the gentleman who invented the light bulb. And Thomas Edison failed thousands of times. And when Thomas Edison was asked, how does it feel to have failed? Thomas Edison said that I never failed. I only found thousands of ways in which a light bulb would not make a light bulb. So that tenacity, that spirit, those things that we need to face, that's why we can't be mice. That's why we have to deal with the lions, the tigers, the bears, and not be mice. We need to step up and do the things that we need to do. We need to have faith and believe in ourselves. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, what it is it's our philosophy. Our philosophies are skewed. Our philosophies are based on things that aren't real, things that we've perceived as being real, but they aren't real. And those are the things that we allow to hold us back. We allow them to take us off route. We look for the easiest path to get to wherever it is that we want to get. We don't embrace the fact that in those failures, in those times that we've tried something and it hasn't worked, there are lessons, valuable lessons. You know, I was in the building where I work, there's a gentleman named Mr. Zorin. Interesting, close name to mine. Anyway, Mr. Zorin has a love and a fascination with Abraham Lincoln. And one day, you know, I was talking to Mr. Zorin, and he was explaining to me a little bit about himself, his family, and some of the things that he looks at. And while we were talking, you know, I asked him why he really loved Abraham Lincoln and why Abraham Lincoln was so much of a guide to him. And he was explaining to me that, you know, no matter what things he went through, he continued to go on. So I did a little research. I'm going to share that with you. And this is just an example of somebody that won't quit, somebody that keeps on no matter what's going on in their lives, in their careers, and just with them in general. In 1831, he failed in business. In 1832, he ran for the state legislature and was defeated. In 1833, he failed at business again. In 1834, he was elected to the Senate, or to the state legislature. In 1835, his sweetheart died. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. In 1838, he ran for speaker of state legislature and was defeated. In 1840, he ran for the electoral, and again was defeated. In 1843, he ran for Congress and was defeated. In 1846, he was elected to Congress. In 1848, he ran for Congress again and was defeated. In 1855, he ran for the Senate and was defeated. In 1856, he ran for the vice presidency and was defeated. In 1858, he ran for the Senate and was defeated again. Finally, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln became the president of the United States and won, or he ran for the presidency of the United States and he won. Here's a person that has faced many, many defeats, you know, and has had a lot of tragic things happen to him in his time, yet each and every time that things didn't quite work out, he stepped up to the bat and he did the next thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be fearless in the things that we want to do, and we have to take action, all right? We presently live in a world where people would rather be acted upon than take action, than do the things that they need to do. And for the life of me, I can't understand it. And if you look at it, it doesn't make any sense. It appears that we have taken a position that we would rather take the road most traveled than the road less traveled, even though the road less traveled is a shorter route. However, because everybody else is walking that line, everybody else is taking that path, we feel as though that's the only path that we can take. And a lot of times that path is not the right path. I'm not saying that it won't get you where you need to be. But what I'm saying is that sometimes what looks easier is actually harder. Sometimes what you think is going to get you in a certain place or is going to put you in a certain position is not worth it. Sometimes not being able to take charge and take action, to not be the man that you were meant to be or the woman that you were meant to be, and do it with spirit, finesse, and style, is something that's going to hold you back in the end. Yes, you may make a little bit of money. However, who really wins? You know, who really wins? If you're working hour upon hour, day after day, and you're doing crazy hours, are you really succeeding? Are you losing? If somebody else is spending quality time with their family and able to do things with them and don't have the same drudgeries that you do because you're trying to make that almighty dollar, which, mind you, in this day and age, runs through your hands almost as quickly as you get it, are you really succeeding? You know, I love the quote in Alice in Wonderland where I believe it's the rabbit goes up to Alice and he says, you know, where do you want to go? And Alice looks at the rabbit or looks at the particular being that is talking to her and she says, I don't know where I want to go. So the rabbit looks back at her and says, then any one of these roads will take you there. Because if you don't know where you're going, if you don't have a direction, if you don't have a certain self-value or respect for yourself and a self-worth, then guess what? Any road will take you wherever it is that you're trying to go. But if you don't know where you're trying to go, how do you know if you even got there? You know, somebody explained to me a long time ago that you need to keep a scoreboard. You need to keep a book so that you know what you've done, so that you can look back at it and see your accomplishments. Because most of us are running a rat race. Most of us are running in a maze. We don't really know where we're going. We don't really know how to get there. And we forget what we've already done. We forget where we've already been. And that's a really bad thing, you know, because we need to know where we're going. We need to have goals. We need to have dreams. We need to work there to get what we need to get. And it's amazing. And even in the quote in the show, I say it's amazing how many lions we have out there, yet so few roar. You know, I hear more squeaks out of most men and women than I do that should be lions and should be roaring. I hear more squeaks and squeals and chirps and little rumblings in them than I hear anything that talks about them being successful or them taking charge of their life or their lives or them doing the things that they truly want to do or dream of. You know, we let people control us and point us and put us in directions that we don't really want to go. Again, for that almighty dollar, but yet our souls are not at rest. You know, our souls are not at peace, excuse me, not at rest. Our souls are just bombarded with all this negativity and all of this non-positive stuff. You know, I was talking to my 19-year-old the other day, and she was explaining some things to me. And all I could do was look at her and go, wow, you know, I'm really proud of you and you've really grown. But she was telling me how, you know, each day she takes a little piece of whatever it is that she needs to take care of and she knocks it out. And then at the end of the day or the end of the particular semester, because she's in college, you know, things end up working out. And they work out because she took first steps first. She did the first thing that she needed to do. Then she took the second step. Then she took the third step. And then so on and so on so that she could get where she needed to be. And in that, she was able to accomplish whatever it is that she needed to accomplish. So, ladies and gentlemen, every day we need to work on, as Yoshiba said, we need to work on the art of peace. We need to work on trying to develop and grow ourselves to become better and more positive mentors, role models, and people than we could possibly than we've been. And each day we need to do things to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes that we made the day before, that we move forward. If you want to start making change tomorrow or the next day, you must remember this. You already have the skills, the confidence, and the strength. You already have the time. You already have everything that you need to achieve the things that you want. There is nothing to wait for. You can take action now. And that's something that we all need to remember, that we have everything that we need to get where we want to get. We just need to take those first steps to move forward. We can't let people throw us off and make us think that we're lesser than we are. We've got to take those other roads on occasion and then try to find our way to the things that we want to do and how we want to do them. We must learn from our mistakes and learn that every time that we make a mistake, we didn't fail. We just learned another way not to do it. And from that, we need to take that information and move forward. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that men succeed when they realize that their failures are just preparing them for their victories. Again, that's a very true thing, and it depends on how you look at it. And how you look at it needs to be in the positive. It needs to be that this is a learning experience. It needs to be that I can also learn from other people's failures so that I don't repeat them. No one has more influence over you than you. No one gets in your head more than you do. And there are no messages more powerful than the ones you tell yourself. So each of us need to get out there and do the things that we need to do, and we need to stay positive. We need to find positive people and positive role models. Mind you, I'm not saying yes men or yes women. I'm saying we need to find positive people who plan to help us, who want to help us, who want to see us grow, who want to see us develop, and who want us to win just because they want us to win, not necessarily because they have some other ulterior motive, they have some other use for us later, but because they just want us to win. They want us to be successful, and then we need to go out there and repeat that same pattern. We need to find other people that we want to get out there and help, people that we want to grow, people that we want to do better. And again, not have an ulterior motive. Do it for the simple sense of doing it. Other people may doubt your dreams and do their best to pull you off your path. But you know who those people are, and you know what those people are like. You've experienced them every day in your life. People can disappoint you and hurt you, but other people don't have the power to stop you because you have the power to control the most powerful tool that you have, and that is your attitude and the way that you think, your philosophy. Your philosophy will get you through things that other things could never get you through, but you have to adjust your philosophy. You have to understand that every day that you and I are works in progress, and each day we need to make little slight corrections. Again, you've heard me say before, when you fly on a plane, there's a whole lot of times when that plane is going nowhere near the direction that it's supposed to go. And what that plane has to do constantly while it's in flight, it's not on a road, it's not on a track. It has to constantly make little adjustments. And each of those little adjustments will get you to your destination. The weird thing is, it not only gets you to your destination, it gets you to your destination on time in most cases, unless you run into crazy weather or something like that. So, Blog Talk, I'm sorry that I've been away for a little bit, and I hope that now that I'm back, everybody will continue to listen to the Zurian Show, and please share with everybody that we're back and we're coming back with a vengeance. Why? Because we see too many people not succeeding. We see too many people that have great talent, great spirit, and great capabilities trapped off in limited jobs that are going to stop them someplace. We see too many people not spending time with their families. We see too many people running around like they're in one of those little hamster cages running around on a treadmill with no true goal, no true purpose, and not even knowing if they've accomplished anything, just knowing that they made it through another day, they made it through another week. Too many people having heart attacks on Mondays, you know, because they're dreading going back to work on Monday morning. Too many people taking something that should be just a job and turning it into something that's much less than a job, that's turning it into their own little control center so that they can try to funnel their own uses through it. Too many people taking advantage of other people and not doing the things that they need to do or setting other people up to succeed. Too many people getting around things. You know, I'd love to do a show on busting companies that practice fraternization and, you know, other unethical and immoral behavior. That would truly be good, you know, to be able to go to companies and bust them out, you know, and bring their injustices and their consistent inconsistencies of fair marketing and fair everything else to the world. You know, I would love to do that. If anybody's ever looking for a host for a show like that, let me know. Especially on television, where you go in and just take their stuff, kind of like a CSI type deal. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today is your day. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Your past is irrelevant. Whatever's happened to you in the past is the past. You can't change it. You can't correct it. You can't alter it. The past is the past. The future is unseen, and it's not promised to you, and it doesn't exist until it's happened. So the only time that you can control, the only time that you can make a difference is in your today. And the things that you do in your today will create a beautiful tomorrow for not only you, but the ones you love and those around you. Let's create a legacy, not just leave debt. Let's contribute to the world, not just take. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, I am honored that you do listen. I am honored that you do take the time and allow me to spend some time with you and share my thoughts and my beliefs. Please also understand that all I want for anybody is the best, because all I want for myself is the best. And I don't need to win. Excuse me, you don't need to lose so that I can win. We can all win. We can all be successful, and we can all get to the finish line and be happy. Thank you very much, Blog Talk. Thank you very much, listeners. And again, I hope to see you guys soon, and I hope that you continue to listen to The Zurian Show. Thank you very much, and again, have a great and wonderful day and life.